Okay, let's get started with Bamitzia Daf Lamed Aleph. And we are on Lamed Amud Beis before the Mishnah, and we just spoke about the issues of Churban Beis HaMikdash. We spoke about why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Gemara here in Bamitzia Daf Lamed says that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because Bnei Yisrael did not fulfill Lefnim Mishuras HaDin. They only did Din, they didn't do Lefnim Mishuras HaDin. And when the Mefarshim relate that, you know, how is that related to the Gemara in Yuma Daf Tes, where the Gemara says that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the big three? How is that related to the Gemara in Nedarim Daf Pei Aleph, where the Gemara says that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Shalom Berchu Batara Tchila? So one of the suggestions given by the Ben Yehoyada right here is that really Meikar Hadin, so to speak, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the other Averos. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu always shows rachamim, and he always lets things slide, very often. But once we did not go lefnei mishuras hadin, once we didn't let things slide, said Mamela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says mida keneged mida. So he's not going to let things slide. So really, our Gemara was the protection. Well, we were doing the Fibishur as a din, right? He quotes the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chaf that the Malachim asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why do you show favoritism to Am Yisrael? And Hashem says, because they go above and beyond for me, right? They bench even on a Kazayis, even on a Kibetza, even though they're not satiated. So if they go beyond for me, I'm going to go beyond for them. But if once they stop doing that, kiva delo avdu lefnim mishuras hadin, charva Yerushalayim al averos chamuros shebi adam ukimedume li dekayoti bazet tirtzu b'sifri arishonim. And I think this answer appears in the words of the Rishonim as well. That is the Ben Yehoyada. That's how you put these things. You put all these gemaras together. Okay, number one. The other point to mention is also that the Gemara learned out drashas from various words in the pasuk of the Hodata Lahem. Some of those were Gemilas Chesed. Some of them were specific types of Gemilas Chesed. And the Gemara asks that, so why do you need a specific makor for, let's say, Biker Cholim, if it's included? Even Ben Gilo. Why do you need a separate makor for Kfiras Basim? Even... But the starting point of the Gemara is that these are all included in the general mitzvah of Gemilas Chesed, which fits in nicely, and maybe this is the source even, for the Rambam in Hilchos Avel. The Rambam in Hilchos Avel, which has come up very often, tells us in Perek Yudalid, the Rambam says, Mitzvahs asay shel divrehem. It's a mitzvah midrabanan, levaker cholim, ulenachem avelim, ulahotzi ameis, to do all these mitzvahs, biker cholim, nichem avelim, to go to a levaya, ulahachnis akala, ulalavas haarchim, to accompany guests, velasobakar tzorchi akfura, to do all of this, vechin lesameach achasan vahakala, ulisaada. All of these mitzvahs are mitzvahs midrabanan to accomplish. And these are gemilas chesed that there is no amount. And even though they are midrabanan, they are included in the larger midaraisa of Avdu Recha Kamocha. Kol advarim shata rotze sheya asu osam lacha acherim, aseo tan ata liachicha b'tora over mitzvahs. So the Rambam says beferish that all the mitzvahs midrabanan are included in the larger rubric of the Avdu Recha Kamocha. So maybe that's learned that from our Gemara. Because our Gemara asked the question of Gemilah, Biker Cholim, first basin, that's included in Gemilas Chesed. It's included in Avdu Recha Kamocha. So therefore, what do you need a separate marker for? And the Gemara went into why you do. Okay, so let's continue the Mishnah. The Mishnah says now, Ezehi Aveda. Ezehi Aveda, next Mishnah. What is an Aveda? What is the category of Aveda? Matza chamor opara ro'in baderech einzu aveda. If somebody sees a donkey or a cow that are wandering on the road, that is not an aveda. It could be the owner went into a store, left the donkey outside, and you know the owner is going to come back for it. That's not an aveda. You don't have any chiv to return it. Rashi says shemidas enichusham. You could assume that it was put there with intention. Chamor v'kel of hafuchin para rotza bein hakramim. But if there's a donkey whose saddle is falling off and it looks disheveled and it looks like it's not supposed to be, or a cow running through vineyard, a cow doesn't run through a vineyard, harezu aveda, right? That is an aveda. That is an aveda because you can tell that is not something that the owner, that is not the way that the owner would have left it. A cow running through a vineyard or a chamar with its kalim upside down. Hechzira ubarcha, hechzira ubarcha. What if I returned an item and then I returned the animal and it ran away again? and I returned the item and it ran away again, afilu arba v'chamisha pa'amim chayav achzira, even four or five times I have to return it. Shenam, again and again, Shenamar hashev tishivim, as the double lashon is used, you shall surely return it. There is an interesting chakira that is mentioned by the Dvar Avram. Dvar Avram, the covenant Rav, discusses, so this is a mitzvah, even if the aveda was returned, you have to return it again. So when I return it again, is that a new mitzvah for Shavas Aveda? I returned it, I fulfilled the mitzvah, so now I have another mitzvah to do. Another Shavas Aveda. Is that how we look at the halacha of afilu mea pa'amim? Even 100 times, you return it, that's 100 mitzvahs of Shavas Aveda. Or do we say, no, the first mitzvah is still intact. Once it was lost again, so then memela, that kind of undermines the mitzvah that you've done. Says the Dvar Avram in Chelik Beis Simen Ches V'yishlach Karba Zeshtayim Im Lo Niskayma Adai Mitzvah Hashava Klal Kivan Shebarcha. If it ran away again, then that undermines your mitzvah. You haven't done it, and it's now Chozer V'neir. Pam Achas Hashava. You fulfilled one time the mitzvah of Hashava. It's done. You fulfilled the mitzvah. V'yachshav Chalalav Mechadosh Chiyav Hashava. Is it a new Chiyav Hashava or is it not a new Chiyav Hashava? It's an old one. Number one. Or number two, in Tim Salomar to Kiyim Pamachas Mitzvah Zashava, or do I say, even if I fulfilled it once, V'yachshav Alav Chiyiv Chadash, even if you want to say it's a new Chiyiv, maybe it's a connected Chiyiv, even if it's not totally new. Im Hu Hemshech L'Chiyiv Arishon, Shechalav Meikara, Klomar, Tekivan Shehigbiya, Chaybu Bashavas Harbe, Ukshekiyim Pamachas, the Chazra, you were Mekayim Mitzvah Zashava, but you have another stage of that mitzvah. What do I say? It's something totally new. Lamay Nafkemina to this lumdish sounding chakira. Is it a new mitzvah or not? Well, we learned yesterday, once you start the mitzvah of Hashava, you can't stop. If you have a tour of the Hisalamta, then you don't have to do the mitzvah. You're a Zakhivino Lithik Fotcha. But what if I did it once and it ran away? So do I have to do it again? If I'm a Zakhivino Lithik Fotcha? Or do I say, no, before it, I did Lithik Mishor Sadin. But now I don't want to. So am I allowed to lie? So is it a new mitzvah now? Or is it a connected mitzvah to before? That's a nafkamina. Beautiful. But nafkamina, he says, oh, im lo haya hashav ha-shedah zichai v'tashlumin kishomer aveda. What if am I still a shomer aveda when it runs away? Or do I say, I'm nothing now? It's connected, nafkaminas. But those are that's the chakira, or the double chakira of the Dvar Avram, of the Covenant Rav. Here to understand the double chiyuv in our Mishnah to return the item. Okay, last line of the Mishnah. Hayabata, or second to last line, Hayabata misela. What happens if I would do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda? I would lose a lot of money from what I'm involved in now, and I have a specialized parnasa. Lo yomar lo tein li sela. I cannot say to the owner, you know what? You have to pay me for all the money that I lost during the time that I was finding your aveda, right? Tein li sela. You have to give me. Rashi, lo yomar lo tein li sela. Shebatalti mi malachti. Right? That I was mevatel from my malacha. Sheze omer lo imasita malachtecha itamar betorach. Achshav lefima shedarachta tol. Why can't you say that? Because the owner of the item, the one who lost it, could say, no, I'm going to pay you a more commensurate amount to what you did, because you didn't have to work so hard when you found my aveda also. So I'm not going to pay you the full amount of what you would have lost. The Gemara is going to talk more about this. Elanosin lo kischar kapal, you have to pay us to pay you like a basic low-level socher, a worker, and we will see more in the Gemara how much that is. Im yesham bez, and what if there are the bez, which means three people? What if there's three people around, and you don't want to stop doing your work? It's over there. But you're going to. But there's three people there. Then, master if they bested. You can make a tznai in front of those three people and say, I'm only doing this because I'm going to want to get paid in full from what my normal wages are. And if there's no bested there, and you lose a lot of work and money by doing it, so don't do it. Shalom kodem, then right, shalcha kodem l'shalachirim, and therefore you don't have to do it. You did it anyway, and at the goodness of your heart, you're still not going to get paid the highest, the total amount. There's an interesting discussion. The last line here, it's not exactly related, but it is related, as is making a tznai on mitzvos. Right here, you didn't make a tznai on mitzvos. Let's say I make a tznai. I'm going to do this mitzvah al-menas something. Does that work? Or do you say, no, once the mitzvah's done, the mitzvah's done? So sometimes, for sure, you can't make a tzayin mitzvah. Rabbi Elchanan is b'chalik between two different kinds of mitzvahs. Right? Let's say I get married. That's a mitzvah according to many Rishonim. I get married, almanas, that it rains. Almanas, that something happens. So that could be al tanai, right? There are mishnayos all over about that, right? You could do kiddushin al tanai, but for example, Rabbi Chanan says you can't do a shechita al tanai. I'll shecht an animal al menas that I get 100 on my test. Then the shechita would work, and if not, not. So that's not going to work because shechita is a mitzvah. You can make a tanai on it. So Rabbi Chanan is machalik between two categories of mitzvahs. We've mentioned this Rabbi Chanan also in Siman Ayin Vav. It's a very important piece in the Kovas Ha'aris. Rabbi Chanan says, there are two types of actions / mitzvos that people do. Number one, hecha the chalos hadin naase mikoacha adam, where the chalos, where the halachic effect is really created by the person, kimo b'chala kinyanim, ubikidushin, ubigerushin, shaha adam uapoel as chalos hadin. Man creates buying, selling, right, the divorce. Number two, hecha shaha maisa ba'atzma, below koacha adam, po'elas as chalos hadin. Man does the physical act, but the halachic chalos comes b'meila from the act. Like shechita, after being on koach gavra, mikamakam ha'adam eino hamatir, ela ha'shechita atzma materes, im na'as es kilchasa. The shechita itself is matir. If I do the shechita properly, b'meila, you know, that all the halachas kick in. I wasn't matir the animal. I did the ma'isa shechita, which then is matir the animal. So the difference between these two types of actions are many. The first one on the list is t'nai. Can I make a t'nai? Can I say this animal will only be mutter l'achar shloshim yom? No. I'm married only l'achar shloshim yom. Yes. Right, can you make a t'nai? Can you delay it? Right, I just put together those two nafkaminas. Can you make it l'achar zman? Right? Can you be chozer bo la'achar maisa? Right? Could you try to retract? So you can't retract the shechita. Oh, I didn't mean to do that. It's done. Right? I can retract the kiddushin. Different rules. Tofa de dibur. If that works, unless that's an exception. What about adam oser davar sheino shalo? Right? If I pour milk into your chicken soup. Oh, ain't adam oser davar sheino shalo. Just like I can't bow down to your couch, I can't oser your chicken soup. No, that's a mitzias. That's category two. So these are all different types of actions. But the first afkamina is t'nai. Right? And would we say that t'nai is possible or not? So here the Mishnah kind of talks about t'nai. Right? I'm going to do this mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. I'll t'nai that the guy's going to pay me in full. And if I do that in front of a bezdin, so then that, I could do that. That's what the Mishnah says. If there are three people there, I can make a tznai on that mitzvah. It's not exactly a tznai of I'll fulfill it if, but it's still making a tznai that I'm only doing the mitzvah as long as my friend that pays me in full. Probably the most famous example of a tznai that's quoted is the Avnei Nezer. The tznai of the Avnei Nezer, and that's Pesach night, the Seder. Somebody gets a Hatzalah call, and he comes back 10 minutes before Chazos. And what does he do? He has to do magid, he has to do matzah, he has to do maror, he has to do everything in 10 minutes. So what does he do? Or, let's say, not as extreme, let's say somebody's in the middle of their meal, and they don't want to rush, and they feel bad, that as we should feel bad, that if somebody labored over a meal, we're just going to skip it. So Avnei Nezer says, this is what we do. We eat a kezias of matzah right before chatzos, and then we make it, and then we don't eat anything until chatzos. And then we don't eat, and then we make it t'nai. If halacha is like a husband Azariah that mitzvah matzah or pesach lo chatzos, then I did this mitzvah and I didn't eat anything after the matzah. After chatzos, I can go back to my meal because he assumes once the time for matzah is over, then the meal you're allowed to eat. The halacha of tam matzah b'fiv doesn't apply. So you eat, finish the meal, and then at the end of your meal at 2 a.m, eat another kezias of matzah. So if halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, I did it. If halacha is like a husband Azariah, I did it. So that's a big discussion. That's called the Tanai of the Avnei Nezer. Does that work or not? That's his. Tonight. Okay. Final point on the Mishnah. Talking about still talking about Shalom Kodem or other issues. The Chashuk Yechemen. I think we have two today. The case of Hayabatal Misela. Right. If you would have to stop work. This is the case. There were people on a trip to Europe, going to Morocco to go to Kibros Sadikim. And the next one morning they went, and they're on a bus, and it takes, after half an hour, they went to Kibbutz, they get to half an hour, Kafat Echadman, one of the travelers got up and said, he forgot he left a very expensive electronical item in the hotel, in the lobby. He wants to go back to the hotel, because every second he wants to get his item back. One of the other passengers says, no, you left it, you have a whole busload of people here, a whole hasa'ah people, we're all going, I don't want to lose, it's going to be, go back half an hour and come back half an hour, it's an hour that I'm going to lose of Kibrei Tzadikim, of the Avdin Kibrei Tzadikim. Is this included in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda? Right, Hashavas Aveda, he lost his lo tu chal hit alein. You're not allowed to remove yourself. You have to go help him return his item. Or not. Or they say, no, it's their rights. Shuva. So he says, if the one who doesn't want to go back is someone who's losing money, who's losing a certain amount, if I go back, I'm going to have to lose, then that's before Shalacha in the Mishnah. Right? Mishalim Moscharo. And if he makes a tenai beforehand, you have to pay him in full. But here, what is he losing? He's not losing financial. What is he losing? Says Rav Zilberstein, you know what? Hashavas Aveda beats out Tfilah Kibrei Tzadikim. That's more of a skus for whatever you're trying to get. Ki atzadikim atzman yomru malakoin v'esakfaris. Right? Maybe some of them are also thinking, what are you doing here? Just go do mitzvahs. Right? Say, lech l'malach l'cha melecha shamayim l'hashav aveda. U'bizchus zos atzadikim b'kibarsay b'yispalo avuro. Ve'hein l'hafzid mitzvahs asey d'araisa shal hashavas aveda. See, even though emotionally we might be upset about that, that's what he says. Right? You might argue on that. One might argue and say it's the needs of a tzibur over the needs of a yachid. But anyway, that's what he suggests. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says this is an aveda and this is not an aveda. Ato kol haridarina lav aveda have. What all the other items that we've had in this parak are not an aveda. Only the item listed. You have a donkey with kalem turned over. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Hachi Kamar. This is what it's meant. Ezu hi klal aveda shuchayiv ba. No, it's giving an example of a category. What is a klal for aveda that you're chayiv ba? Matzah chamar par roan baderach ezu aveda v'lo mechayiv ba. Chamar v'kalef afuchin par avaratza min akramim har ezu aveda u'mechayiv ba. Really, it is the. It's more of a. Of a category than of a specific example, and the Ritva even generalizes the category. The Ritva says, "Klomar ezu hi simin v'klau l'kol aveda lahakir shehi shalom midas avaylam." How do you know? V'kiva deklal of the simana yahiv pshita delavu bilachud elakol davar v'davar kefi in yano kishiyesh bo hochacha she'ein olodas baylam. You have to know every case. What is it? What does it reflect? Was it Das Bailim or was it not Das Bailim? Okay, that's what it's a category. Says the Gemara Ula Olam, third to last line. And forever, Rashi. V'chi afim yimsa en asham la'olam nomar midasi v'chi derach shalol lahachnis. Let's say you see an animal walking around the street for a year. It doesn't have kelev afuchin, right? There's no limit. So, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, at shlosha yamim. 3 days. After 3 days, you can assume it's an aveda no matter what. So this says the Gemara Hechidami. What are we talking about? Ibele lusa. If it's nighttime, afilu chadash haitanami. Even for a moment, people don't let their animals walk around at night. Ve'i biyamama afilu tubanami lo. And if it's daytime, then even more than 3 days. People sometimes go on vacation, they leave their animals. Lo tzricha davi chazile bekadmasa uvechach chasa. Tlasa yomi. No, you saw the animal early, kadmasa, before dawn, like towards the end of the night, and you saw it after it got dark. So you saw it day and night. If it's only for 3 days, you can assume that it just got out and the owner is going to get it. But more than that, it is an aveda. Tanya Namihachi, the Braisa also says, Matza talis v'kardom bisratya. If somebody finds a garment or an axe bisratya in a street, upara ratza bein hakramim, and a cow again running in the vineyard, like the Mishnah said, harezu aveda. Talis bitzad geder. If you find the talis bitzad geder. Let's say somebody goes to the bathroom and they see a talis outside the bathroom. That's not an aveda. right, that somebody went to the bathroom and they left the talus outside, right? If you see it next to a fence, you can assume somebody left it there. They're coming back, right? Talus beside geder, kardum beside geder, upar roe bein akramim. And if the cow is not running in the vineyard, it's just pasturing slowly in the vineyard. So then, angel aveda. That's not an aveda because that you assume is normal. The grud changes the girsa because he assumes that any cow in a vineyard is not normal, and that's an aveda. So he changes the word to asavin. Roa beinu asavin. You see a cow pasturing on grass. Okay. Gimel yamim zachar zeh harizu aveda. But anything for 3 days straight, that is an aveda. Roa mayim sheshotfinu ba'in. Ooh, a new type of case. What if you see somebody's area about to be flooded? Shotfinu ba'in. So that's not lost yet, but it kind of is lost. Right? So hashavas aveda doesn't only mean that something is lost that you are now returning, but something is about to be lost. And if you don't do something, it's going to be lost forever. So you have a responsibility, right, included in Hashavas Aveda, to prevent Aveda. Right? I raise a go there bifnehem. Period. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rashi points out it's a little unusual what the Hemshech is. It's a Tanya Mihaki. Now Rava says. So Rashi says on top, Milsa Bafe Navshehi, Amar Rava Bebe Madrusha. Actually clarifies just for us. Now this is a new statement that's going to be related to the previous brisa. Amar Rava l'chol avedas achicha l'rabos avedas karka. Even karka could be included in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Amar Rav Chananya l'Rava tanya masayelacha. Ah, the previous brisa is a riot to you. Ramayim peshot v'nuban areze god rifneim. Right, if you see a field about to be flooded, you have a chiyuv to protect it. Right, so isn't this an example of Hashavas Avedas Karka? Isn't that a raya? Omar Le, says Rava, being intellectually honest, says Rava, I would love a brisa to support me. But you know what? Imi Shemha Lotisai. If it's just that brisa, I don't think I can say it's a raya. Fachav Mayaskinon B'di'ika Omrin. No, maybe there are bundles that are already cut there. So it's not Karka. That's what's going to be flooded. Idiika Omer Maila Memra. So if there's Omer in there, then what would be the Chiddush? Of course, Lo Tzricha De Isba Omrin De Tzricha La Ara. There are Omrin, but they're still attached to the ground, right? It's not something that's already totally detached, that's pure metaltolin. They're still attached, but you tied them up, and then you're going to cut them. So Ma'od De Tema Kivin De Tzricha La Ara Ki Gufa De Ara Damien. You might have think since they need the land, maybe they're like the land, and therefore there wouldn't be a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda to protect them. Kamash Balan, you don't say that. So, meaning Rav is saying, I say there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda even by Karka. But that Brisa doesn't have to be saying that. The Brisa might be saying, these items that are still attached to the ground, that's the Chiddush, but real Karka, maybe there is no Hashavas Aveda. Why would I think that there is no Hashavas Aveda by Karka? Right, Rav says there's a Hashavas Aveda even by Karka. L'rabos Aveda is Karka. What's the Hava meaning to think otherwise? Hashavas Aveda is by everything. So you might say on a basic level, well, it's not dumya to all the other things on the list. Right? Remember we had the Mishnah earlier. It has to be dumya, the Mishnah on Chav Zayin. Afa simlo haisa bichlal kal elu v'lama yatzis ma simlo miyuchedesh yesh basimanim yesh la tovin. So maybe it's not exactly like those. On a basic level, you might say that. But there are other suggestions by the Achronim given why you might not have said Hashavas Aveda by Karka. Kamash Balan, we do. In the Avin Azel, Ravissa Zalman says in Hilchas Gezela, you know what the Havamina is? Because it never left your Rishus. Never left your Rishus. Just like Karka is Eina Nigzeles, possibly, so maybe Karka is Eina Ne'evedes. And just like we mentioned a couple of days ago, the Ramban Shita, you can't do Yeyush on a Dover Sheber Shuscha, maybe, you can't have an Aveda. There's always a Hashavas Aveda. Iker my davisalka da dechla my davis karka mikra de sevesalma yesh lomar hu. This is Rebbe Chan, Rebbe Sazalman. Mishum de salka daitach da avedu hu davar she yotza mirushus abaylim. Aval karka sheina yotzi mirushus abaylim. Mashu miskalkel lo dami la aveda. That is going to get ruined. That's not aveda, and therefore there's no mitzvah there. No mitzvah there, right? That's it. Only applies by a davar ha'avud. Karka can't be avud. Just like we said, according to some, yeyush might require eino brishos chakos. Also, if you say yeyush is ashlamas shem avud, like we mentioned from our salvation a couple of days ago. But either way, that's one idea why karka might have been excluded. Another idea suggested is based on the words of the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, I don't know if we mentioned this in the Hakdama of the of our discussions of the Perek, the Sefer HaChinuch writes on the mitzvah tavkuf lamed ches shorish mitzvah zashavas aveda lefi sheyesh ba toeles hakol veyishuv hamedina. Hashavas aveda is a societal good for society. Shahashichacha bakol hi mitzuya. We all forget things. V'chein behemtam, v'chayasam, borchim tamid hei v'heina. Animals run away, people forget things. V'aydei mitzvazu, nishmaros ha-behemos, v'akelim, b'chol makam she'yiu. So maybe karka is never forgotten, right? Karka doesn't move. So maybe the whole svara of forgetting things and the goodness of society doesn't apply. So maybe that's a reason to exclude karka kamash balan. But that would have been the havamina. Okay, two dots. Here we go. Matza chamar upara v'chulu hagufa kasha. I have a question from within. Amarta matza chamar upara roin baderech ein zu aveda. The first line of the Mishnah says, if you just see a donkey or a cow pasturing in the road, that's not an aveda. Roin baderech hu delo havi aveda. So we're medayik. Only if it's walking and pasturing, it's not an aveda. Haratza baderech. But if it's running on the road, if you see an animal running, v'roeh bein akramim, or even just pasturing in a vineyard, havi aveda, that would be an aveda. The only thing that's not an aveda is walking on the street. But running on the street, or even walking in a vineyard, that is an aveda. But eim a seifa, from the seifa, you're medayik the opposite. Chamor v'kelef hafuchim. Bupara ratza bein akramim, a donkey whose kelem are upside down. And a para running in the kramim, harezu aveda. Ratza bein akramim hudahavi aveda. Haratza baderech, but running on the road. V'roeh bein akramim, eizu aveda. So we have opposite diukim from the Reisha and from the Seifa. So which is it? So machlokas Abaya and Rava. What's the rule? Answer number one: Amar Abaya Yagid Alav Reyo. Right? What is that Eov saying in that pasuk? The thunder will tell about it. What does that mean? Thunder means rain. Yagid Alav Reyo. So Tana Roe Baderech. So that's why. So too here. For it says, Rabba Derech, Delo Havi Aveda, even just walking on the road is not an Aveda. Vuadin the Rabbin Akramim, so too walking in the vineyard, Tana Ratza bin Akramim, Tavi Aveda, Vuadin the Ratza Baderech. In other words, Abaye says, place doesn't make a difference. It has to do with walking or running. A pasturing, walking animal is not an Aveda. A running animal is doing something unusual, that is an Aveda. Amale Rava, I Yagira Love Reo. And Reom is like its friend. It's like what goes along with it. Like we just said, thunder and rain. That's what Eov was talking about. But Yagid Alav Reo, so listening kilsa, the koshkein chamirta. Why do you say the lesser chiddush? You should say the bigger chiddush. Listeni ratza baderech tahavi aveda. Right? If it doesn't make a difference where it is, just makes a difference what it's doing, so why don't you say even running on the road is an aveda? V'koshikin ratza ben akramim. And surely running in the vineyard. Why do you only have to say running in the vineyard? V'listeni roa ben akramim delo havi aveda. And say even just walking in the vineyard is not an aveda. V'koshikin roa baderech. So Rava says, you should have said the bigger chiddush. So Ela Amar Rava, Rava says a different way to answer up the opposite diyukim we can make. Ratza aratza lokasha. There's no steer between whether running is a aveda or not. Hada apa lagabi davra, v'hada apa lagabi masa. Which direction is it running in? Is it running back to the city, or is it running out to the forest, to the pasture? Running back to the city, that's not an aveda, because it's going back to its owner. Running out is an aveda. Roe a roe nami lokasha, also pasturing, kamba avedas gufa, kamba avedas karka. There's a difference between avedas gufa and avedas karka, meaning the animal itself or the land that it's going on, which is about to be eaten by this animal. Kiktani roa baderech lo avi aveda. When do we say that if the animal is just pasturing on the road, it's not an aveda, right? That is talking about the animal. Haroa ben akramim havi aveda. But if it's just walking in the kramim and is an aveda, even without running, that's talking about the karka. It's talking about the karka. V'chiktani ratza bein akramim havi aveda. But when it says only running is an aveda, haro bein akramim lo havi aveda, b'avedas kufa. That's talking about the animal itself. Even running is not an aveda. D'ratza bein akramim misachva, because running amongst the kramim, it gets wounded and therefore it can get hurt. And that's an aveda even of the guf. V'ro bein akramim lo misachva, but if the animal is just walking in the vineyard, nothing's going to happen to the animal. That's not called an aveda's gufo. And therefore, only the karka is in danger there. Good. There's an interesting diak in Rashi. Rashi says here on Aveda's Karka. So in a case where the ground is going to get ruined. So what do? You take the animal away from the ground. Do you have to now return the animal the whole way? Once you took the animal in order to save the Karka, Rashi says, V'chayiv lahotzi'a mishum hefzed kramim. You have to remove it because the vineyard is going to get ruined, so you have to remove it. V'chayiv lahotzi'a. The Ritva expands on that line. It's not chayiv lahashiva. It's only chayiv lahotzi'a. Because this isn't a mitzvah v'shavah saveda per se for the animal. You don't say this is called hischilba, as we had yesterday. No. Kol she'eno chayev ba'elem mishum avedas karka, kol she'motzia mishum, u'meinicha b'makom mireh, she'eno mateh b'achisagya, that's it. D'lakim mishum echishin is chayev ba. This is not called hitting the animal and starting the mitzvah. You save the karka and you finish that. Right? V'ilu b'davrshu avedas gufa, then you have to return it the whole way, because that is what is required for the mitzvah. Important diak of the Ritva, and if we're medayik that even in Rashi. Weiter. Let's continue. V'roa ben akramim, about the sixth to last skinny line, v'roa ben akramim, nidol masakva. If the animal's wandering in the vineyard, fine, it's not going to get hurt. Tebeklei mishum avedas karka, but it's going to destroy the land that it's walking on. B'tekusi. Maybe it's talking about an idol worshiper or one of the kusim who there is no mitzvah l'shavas aveda by their property. Okay, so maybe they'll take out a shotgun and kill the animal that's trespassing. It's a place where there's always warning given to trespassers if their animals are on the property. Maybe there was already asra. So you have to be choshesh. So ida asurba v'lo is dahiruba v'ade avedim idasi. Well, if asra was given, then it's his own fault. He should have guarded his animal. And if the animal was not guarded, so then it's an aveda midas. Period. We're not going to get into now the issue of hunting, right? That's a separate issue. The Nodeb Yehuda, we'll see at the end if we could get into that tshuva again, where the Nodeb Yehuda talks about whether hunting is a nice hobby for a nice Jewish boy or girl, and he discusses not. The only hunters that we know of in Tanakh were Nimrod and Esav, not people that we usually want to follow. Okay, we'll see you at the end. No, the Yehuda Yordea, Simin Yud. Okay, let's continue. Hechzir bar, hechzir bar chavachulu. What if you keep returning it? You have to do it again and again. Amalehu made derabban and larava. Ema, who says this means again and again? Ema hashev chada zimna chada zimna teshivin trei zimni. Maybe it only means up till two times. Amalei, no hashev afilu kufa mimashma. The first word already means even 100 times. Tishivim, ainli el labeso. I only know return it to his house. Luginaso luchervaso minayin. How do I know that for hashavas aveda I can return it to anywhere on his property? Tamalarma tishivim mikol mako. So that's the limit of the extra word. Says the Gemara Yechidami. Wait a minute. Ida mintara. If even the gina is guarded, pshita. It's obvious you can return it there. Ida lo mintara mai. And if it's not guarded, why are you able to return it there? Answer lolam de mintara. Really, it is guarded. But you still need a chiddush. V'hakamash malan delobi inan das bailan. The chiddush is that you don't need, even if it's guarded, the chiddush is not like gnevin gzela, which we discussed at the end of Baba Kama. The bailan don't have to know that you returned it. Ukad Rebbe Lazar, da amar hakol srichin das bailan. Everyone needs das bailan. Chus me'ashavas haveda, shatora ripsa ashavas harbe. That's the extra word of tishivim. Even if the bailan do not know about it, you are allowed to do it. Rashi even adds in the dalet shomrim. Do not need das bailam. Need das bailam. Gan of Gazlan, Dalet Shomrim, the only das bailam to return it, but Hashavas Veda does not. Period. Now we're going to talk about all the double Lashonos in the Torah. Shalach to Shalach. Ema, you have to surely send away the mother bird by Shiluach HaKan. Ema, Shalach, Chada, Zimna, to Shalach Shrei Zimni. Again, maybe it only means twice. No, Amalei, Shalach, Avilu Me'apam Mashma, even 100 times. Tishalach, Ainli, El Dvar Rishus. This is only, I know, you have to send it away for a Dvar Rishus. L'Dvar Mitzvah Minayin. How do I know that there's a chiyuv to send the mother bird, even if I want to take it to use for a mitzvah? I still have a mitzvah, right? That's doche. The mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan is doche, the need for my mitzvah. For what mitzvah might I need a bird for? Taharas HaMitzorah, Rashi says, for the process of making a mitzorah tar, tamalar mitzvah mikom makom. So even if you want it for a mitzvah, still you have a mitzvah to send it away. What's the Havamina otherwise? Right, you send away. What's the Havamina that you would, for the Taharas HaMitzorah, you know, you would be able to not do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, says the, I'm sorry, Shiluach HaKan, what would be the Havamina? So, the Shita Mekubetzes here says, the Salk Itzrich, Salk Adai Dachamina, Da'asi Asei Demetzorva, Da'achi Asei Deshiluach HaKan, Mishum Shalom Bayis, We want to get the husband and wife back together. This guy's sitting outside the machaneh. So you want to get them back together. So you might have thought that this is such a special mitzvah. Then Chaz Nesim Kubat says, this is fine according to the opinion that a mitzvah is aser b'tash b'shamita with his wife. But what about according to the opinion that says mutter? Says the Shiluk Kabbat says, very interesting. V'tiriyat haram. Even if you want to say mutter b'tash a muchlad is mutter b'tash b'shamita, eino mikubal le'ishto. Ve'eino rotze lihiyosimo. Tichsiv badad yeshiv michus l'machaneh moshavo. Even if it's mutter, the spouse will say, you have tsaras. I'm so not interested in being with you. Right? So that's also shalom bias. V'yafilu t'mei macheir men yoshimimo. Hilka chika shalom bias. He quotes that from the Rush. Either way, that is shiluch hakan even 100 times. Again, there's a lot of discussion in Shiluch HaKan. There's a discussion in the on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, right? What is there a mitzvah to do Shiluch HaKan only if you want the eggs? What if you don't want the eggs? What if you only want to do the mitzvah in order to get the skula of Shiluch HaKan, right? Because it says, right, that you take the bunim, right? That's why it's a mitzvah to have children. Right? Not a mitzvah, it's a segula to have children. That's a big discussion in the Pisrei Tshuva in Yerodeh, Reish Sadik Beis, about whether there is a mitzvah. So the Aruch HaShulchan and Reish Sadik Beis assumes from our Gemara that it's a mitzvah. The eggs have to still be there. Right, the fact that there's a mitzvah to do it over and over again, I'll just read you the line. Va'od raya mehatitzan shalcha v'chaz afilu dal v'heipamim chayav v'shaleach v'isakad adat mechuyev lito asabanim hare achar shenot lam shuvinu chayav v'shiluach. You took them once already. It must be that even if you have no interest. Anyway, that's the Aruch HaShulchan's raya from Orgamar. Vaiter. Amalei humi rabbanu l'rava v'eima hocheach chad hazimna tochiyah shrei zimni giving tochacha maybe only 2 times. Amalei no hocheach afilu kuf pamim b'mashma even 100 times. Tochiyach inli ela harav l'talmid tal l'raminayin. How do I know that sometimes a student, if he has to give his Rebbe some tochacha, again, obviously in a kavadik way, according to the halacha, tamalam arachiach tochiach mikal makom. Azov tazov, helping out an animal, imo, help him out, ein li ela ba'alav imo, that's only if the owner is also there helping. Shein ba'alav imo minayin, if the owner is not around, how do I know that it's also my mitzvah? Tamalam arazov tazov mikal makom. Hakem takim, helping a load onto an animal, imo, hakem takim imo, ein li ela ba'alav imo. Shein ba'alav imo minayin, tamalam arachim takim mikal makom. That's the mitzvah of loading and unloading animals. As we said yesterday, machlokas be shown and whether that applies to people too. What do I need to know this both by loading and unloading? Just say it by one, you have to do it 1,000 times. And I would know it by all of them, says the Gemara at Tzrichi. Dikatz Rachmana Prika, if I only had it by unloading, Hava Minim Shadika Tsar Balechayim. You know why you have to do it even 1,000 times? Because the animal's suffering. Vika Chisar and Kiss, and the animal's gonna die if the load is not taken off. But just putting a load on an animal, it's not as urgent. Same alone. Maybe I don't have to do it 1,000 times. And if I only had the pasuk of loading, that's an activity that you usually get paid for. So maybe that's what I have to do. Avaprika de bechinam, but unloading usually you do for free. Amalo. So maybe I would think that you don't have to do it. It's not as important of an activity, and therefore you don't have to do it 1,000 times. Kamashmal tzricha. That's why you need both. Ula Rabbi Shimon, who we'll talk more about on tomorrow's daf. Da'amar af te'ina bechinam, Michael Amemar. According to Rabbi Shimon, who says even te'ina, even loading, you have to do for free. Michael Amemar. Ula Rabbi Shimon lo masai mikroi. According to Rabbi Shimon, the word azov ta'azov in the pasuk is very ambiguous. You don't even know what that means. Even if you would have only said one of the psukim, you wouldn't know which one is included. So, memela, you'd have to include both anyway. So that's why Rabbi Shimon says that's why both are needed, because you wouldn't know which one. I'm sorry, you wouldn't know which one to include. That's why you have to have two in order to know to include both. Lamali lemechtav hanitarti v'lamechtav aveda. Okay, you explain why you have to say it by prika and te'ina. But isn't aveda also similar? Rashi's lashon. V'ligmar minei, daha kulhu azharos mamon yisraelhu. They all have to do with caring for other people's money. So why do you have to have it by all of them? By prika, te'ina, and aveda? Tzrichi. Di kazav rechmana hani tarti mishum tzara demara isa, tzara dida isa. If you only had it by prika and te'ina, well there the owner is going to lose something and the animals are in pain. Aval aveda the tzara demara isa, v'tzara dida lesa, by an aveda, the item isn't in pain. It's just an item, right? But only the owner is going to have pain, say him alone. Yudafor, there is no a mitzvah 100 times. V'yeshbinin aveda, if you only had aveda, mishim delesa lamar abada. That's because the owner's not around. That's why there's a mitzvah. Avalhani tarti de'isa lamar abada, emalo. But by these other two, where the owner is around, emalo, maybe you do it yourself. I don't have a mitzvah to do it. Tzricha, that's why you need both. Okay, that finishes up the prik and the ti'ina and the aveda. Viter, most you must hamake. Next time you shall surely kill the person who killed. This is only I know that Bezin kills him with the misa that is written by him. But how do I know that? If I can't kill the Rotzeach with the misa that's written, I kill him in any way possible. What's a case where you wouldn't be able to kill him? Let's just finish. Tamalomer mosi masmikol makom. Rashi says, let's say the guy runs out of Beis Din, runs onto a boat and starts paddling away, and you're at Beis Din's on another boat, and the only way that they could get him is to shoot an arrow, to torpedo the boat. Right? You see the chase. Right? That's not the misak suvabo. How do you know you're allowed to do that? That's this pasuk. Mosi masmikol makom. That's Rashi describing the exciting event. Third line. Goshaya besvina uboreach viata yachol lizrok bo chetzo latovo. Right, the chase is on. Hake take. What's that referring to? Rashi. Be'ir hanidachas. Right, wipe out near hanidachas. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, I and Aleph, one of the three things that might not have ever occurred is ir hanidachas. Right, ben soru more, ba'is hamenuga, ir hanidachas. Because there are so many details that almost make it impossible to have these. But why are they here? Drosh v'kabel schar. So the next couple of lines are for sure. We always get schar for everything. But this is for sure, drosh v'kabel schar, according to that opinion, that it might not have happened. And it's interesting that the two of the three of them is machlokas about. Two of the three of them, someone said, one of the other Amoram says, Rabbi Yonah's son, that I was at the kever of a Betzor Amora, I was at the tail of an Ir Nidachas. But he doesn't say he ever saw a Baisa Manuka. For that we have Rashi Amitzorah though. Rashi Amitzorah says that the Amorim hid the treasures in the house, so we would get it when it's knocked down. Sounds like from there that it occurred. Okay. Hake take eli elabakok suvabayan. I only know that you can destroy the Ir Nidachas in the way that the Torah prescribes. Minayin shim iata yachola misan, bakok suvabahen, shatara shayla kosan, becholaka shatayachol. How do you know you can do it in any way? Atamalomer hake take mikol makom. Right, also the double lashon there. So sometimes hake take, a double lashon, teaches you even 100 times. Sometimes it teaches you any way that you could accomplish this. Hashev tashiv, right? Now we're next to the next mitzvah of returning a mashkon, a collateral. Hashev tashiv, ain li elisha mashkono brishus bezdin. I only know you have to give back a mashkon, that's an official one. Brishus bezdin. Mashkono shalom brishus bezdin minayin. How do I know that even if it was not brishus bezdin, you have to return it? Tamalomer hashev tashiv mikol makom. Similarly, a different type of mashkon, chavol tachbo. Ain li elisha mishkono brishus. Mishkono shalom brishus minayin. I don't know if even if you took it without brishus, tamalomer chavol tachbo mikol makom. Hani trei kray lamali. What do you need two psukim to teach me that by mashkon? Chalutzus yom v'chalutzus laila. Different types of mashkons. His day clothing, his night clothing. Right, his day clothing you have to give back during the day and night at night. Interesting. Mashkon seems like a little detail. If you look at the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, there are five of the 613 mitzvot that have to do with mashkon. That have to do with collateral. Five. Look at the beginning of it with Malvavalova. Malvavalova has 12 mitzvahs, but five of them are mashkon. Shalo yimashkein balchov bizroa. You can't take a mashkon by force. That's a lo sase daraisa. Lahachzir hamashkon lebalav bizman shu tzarichlo. Our Gemara. You have to return to the mashkon to the owner if he needs it. If he needs the mashkon. Shalo yachera mashkon mi baalav he'ani beishu tzarichlo. A lo sase. There's an isur daraisa not to return it on time. There's a mitzvah to give it back, as a losa say. Shalo yachbol almana. An almana, you're not allowed to take a mashkon from. Period. And shalo yachbol kelim shosim bo nochal nefesh. And you can't take items used in the kitchen. You can't take items that they make food with, because that's five separate mitzvos having to do with mashkon. One mitzvah, four losa says. So here, right here is one of them, right? The mitzvah say is right here. Ashev tishivim, chavol dachbol, counted as a mitzvah say. Pasoach tifta, giving stucco, you should surely open your hand to give stucco. Ein li ela la'aniye ircha. La'aniye ir acheres minayin. I know you have to give stucco to your aniyim of your own city. How do you know to aniye ir acheres? Tamalar pasoach tifta, mikol mako. Noson titen. Ein li ela matana maruba. Matana muadis minayin. I know that stucco are the big gifts. How do I know that even putting a little shekel in the pushka, how do you know every little part is counted as tzedakah? Tamalomer nason titain bikamakom. Or Rashi says a little differently. Matana mu'etes, that even if I only have a little bit, not only if I give, but im e efshar lecha litain matana meruba, give all you can. It's all tzedakah. It says in Pirkei Avos, hakolafi rofa maaseh. If you have $100, is it better to give one ani 100 or 100 ani im 1? So the Rambam says there, 100 ani im 1, because it's 100 actions. It goes by the action, not only by the amount. Ha'anek ta'anik, the mitzvah of Hanukkah, giving special amount to an eved when he is freed. Ha'anek, mitzvah of Hanukkah. Einli ela shenisbarech habayis biglalo. Ma'anikim, I only know that if the house received had a good parnasa and mazel when he was with you, so then you have to give him Hanukkah. Lo nisbarech habayis biglalo, minayin. How do I know that even if you didn't have special bracha from him? Tamalomer ha'anek ta'anik mikol makom. Right, even if you don't have bracha. Or Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah de Amar, not true. Nisbarach habayis begalo manikin lo, lo nisbarach habayis begalo ein manikin, tanik lamali. So what does the double lashon mean according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if you don't have to give, if lo nisbarach habayis begalo? The answer is, dibra Torah kilashon b'nei Adam. Sometimes the Torah uses double lashon. Sometimes the Torah uses double lashon, and therefore don't make any diyukim. Ask Tosfos. If you say that, then all the past 10 cases. Ask Tosfos. Right, in Dibra Torah, Vim Tomar, Ki Leslu Kolani Drashos Deleu. So they just knock out the whole Gemara. Dibra Torah Kolashon B'nei Adam. What, is it a machlokas tanoim? So Tosfos says, no, Tosfos V'yesh Lomar, the Dafka Hacha, Bahani Trekoi, Armenian Dibra Torah Kolashon B'nei Adam. Only here, by the last ones of Hanik Tanik, Mishum Demuchache Kroi, Dechsiv De Machzoro. By talking by these, right, Tosfos says something unique about these last ones, right? Not a general rule. We generally try not to say different Torah Kolash B'nei Adam if we can learn something from the items. The mitzvah of Ha'anaka, which is the last one right here, there is lamdus there as well. Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher in Devarim has the Chakira about Ha'anaka. Geder din Ha'anaka yish ladun. How do we look at Hanukkah? It's kind of like severance. Severance paid to an Eved. When an Eved goes free, you have to give him a special package when he goes free. Yesh ladun, im hu begeder chiyav mamoni. Is it a real chovas mamon? The Torah obligates. Haitila Torah la'adun l'shalein tashlumin osaf le'eved chelef avodaso. The Torah is mechayev you. A real bona fide chiyav mamon. Or no, it's a mitzvah. Oshema eino ela mitzvah ba'almavu me'ein tztaka le'eved. It's an obligatory tzedakah. It's mandated charity. Right? Or is it no? Is it a financial obligation or is it mandated? It's definitely mechuyev. The question is, how do you categorize it? So is it a chov or a charity? Right? We asked a similar question by Ribbis. Ribbis, according to many, you don't really owe it because you're allowed, you made the tznai. But the Torah says you have to return it. So also there, is it a real chov because you owe something, or is it because it's a mitzvah ba'alma? The Torah says, that's why it might not apply to Yorshin, as it's passed down if the one who took ribbis died. Right? So too here, you have it. Is it a real chiyav mamoni, or is it me'ain tzedakah? So he quotes, he thinks it's a machlokes achronim, right? He quotes from the Sma ha'anaka eino ela le'evet ivri mitoras chiyuv ela mitoras vitur umatana betoras chanina. Okay, there's different ideas. But either way, he quotes stiras amongst the sources. So he says maybe you could put all these sources together. It's not a chakira. Really, maybe it is a chiyuv mamoni. But it's a chiyuv mamoni that's categorized as staka. It's a little of both. That's how you can put stiras together. Yesh lahavkin bazeh bein taima dekra v'gidri achiyev. To be'emes, ikir tam achiyev. If you want to go for the reason and the motivation, einu ela begeder tztaka. V'chanina, u'kamo shakasu achronim anal. Right, the achronim say it's because of tztaka. Amnam geder achiyev. But the formulation of the obligation is that you have to give an obligatory payment. Even though the original motivation for that payment was staka, right? Can you force him? Right? There's other nafkaminas he has here as well. Here in Dvarim, in Simen Chav Gimel. Okay, so this is Bamitzia Lamed Aleph. We'll stop here. We'll do the last one we'll do tomorrow. There's what to say on Havi Tavitanu. So we will stop there. Okay.